This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Everybody's banging on something here.
You are listening to footage from just a little bit earlier this evening in the streets in Ottawa, Canada, with a big, big party going on here. Peekless, you can see the footage from where you're sitting. The huge number of people in the streets. It's packed.
Yeah. Are those French flags?
420 Highway. 75% off. Stay high in our chat for the code. Cheers. Check him out.
So this channel, by the way, to give credit where credit is due, is Travel Fun 69. There were the stream, by the way, that we're watching here is actually still live. I'm not playing the live version just because I wanted to find that song because I knew they were singing it earlier.
A little Queen with Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, Pam.
Yeah, and of course, this actually came after AC/DC, and they had, they were all, I think the first song they started singing this evening was Fight for Your Right to Party.
Ain't that the truth?
It reminds me of the one that Ernie uses. It's another Queen song. I Want to Break Free.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. So, I mean, it's been going like this, or like prior to the show, there was at least an hour to 2 hours of just straight, you know, music in the streets, partying going on. And this came after a long day of police pushback. So, for those that aren't familiar with what's been going on, truck drivers, 3 weeks ago, actually more than 3 weeks ago, because it was several days prior to the official start of the protest in Ottawa that they were driving across the country. So it's been roughly a month at this point since the beginning of this Freedom Convoy, as it's been called in Canada. They ended up in Ottawa 3 weeks ago, and they parked their trucks, honked their horns for an extended period of time, ultimately getting threatened by a local court to stop honking or else, and many of them did stop, but they also agreed prior to that to not honk during the overnight hours because, you know, people need to sleep or whatever. So that's what kind of generally has been going on. They've been protesting the various different measures that our caller in the last segment was talking about. The Canadian crackdown as far as COVID is concerned has been pretty significant. Vaccine passport mandates all throughout all the provinces, masks and all kinds of BS.
Very Australia of them.
Yeah. And so these drivers, basically they put their careers on the line. They drove away from doing any kind of actual work and protested and said, we're staying until this regime is brought down, until Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister, resigns, and until these various different measures are completely gotten rid of.
I thought it was or.
It depends who you ask.
Either all of the mandates are withdrawn, or Justin Trudeau resigns.
It depends who you ask. Some of them said all of the above.
Yeah, because I finally got an interview with someone on the ground. I was listening to Liberty Lockdown, mm-hmm. Great program. They had Reed Coverdale on recently.
Yeah, we had him on last week.
Yeah, and he finally got a hold of one of these like block captains, and he's going over like how just this spontaneous level of organization where like they're actually doing an amazing job of keeping within Canadian law and like making sure that every single thing that they're doing is legal and making mm-hmm. sure that there's enough room for emergency vehicles and like making sure no one parks here and there that they're not supposed to be parked at. And I mean, it's just astonishing to see. This is what actually happens when we don't have government telling us what to do. This is the kind of spontaneous order. And I mean, they are they're doing the exact opposite of everything that's being reported. Like, they're, it's being reported, oh, they're taking all this food from the homeless, so they're making sure to set up one thing after another of free food for the homeless.
Yeah, there's been tents all over the protest area that have been giving food, not just to the homeless, but to anyone who's hungry.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if a cop walked up, they'd feed the cop. If it's mm-hmm. the homeless, they're going to feed the homeless. If it's, you know, just a local resident who wants to eat, they're going to feed them nonstop. And now those tents have been torn down by the police, the truckers, the trucks themselves. Some truckers decided to leave because they knew what was coming, whereas it was yesterday they were smashing windows and forcing their way into RVs and trucks. And so they've been calling tow truck companies. And for a long time we heard the tow truck companies weren't going to participate. That was the rumor that the police...
For a long time that was the case.
Well, that's what they were saying, but it could just be that they didn't want to come in without enough police to protect them. Because as of yesterday and today, there are reports and photographs to back it up. This is coming from PDM or PD McLeod, Paul McLeod on Twitter. He says all of the tow truck drivers have covered their vehicles and are wearing bright yellow masks to hide their faces. The Emergencies Act gave the government the power to force, so apparently, the truck drivers to remove vehicles with pay. Reports were they were afraid to anger the protesters. So these cowards put a bunch of tape, basically, over top of their logos. So you don't know which tow truck company is actually removing these trucks.
Well, and I wonder what kind of coercion was used to convince them on this one.
That's a good question.
Because, I mean, I know for a fact that in most places there are these arrangements between the police and the tow trucks mm-hmm. where, like, you know, they have these little sort of backroom deals of, like, who they call to tow whom and how much they get to charge and whether it's extra fees. And I'm sure that they at least threatened to pull whatever deals they had like that with these guys.
I'm thinking about the word choice. They're calling it the Emergency Act because
mm-hmm.
that's what it is. It's an act. Yeah. Oh, we're going to act like there's an actual emergency
right.
so that when we do deploy violence upon our citizens, our very own people, our very own countrymen, our very own brothers and sisters, that you'll be okay with it mm-hmm. because there was we're acting like there's an emergency.
Yeah, you bring up an interesting question. What level of coercion was brought about on these drivers? And ultimately, we all
how
know...
How much carrot, how much stick, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we know they were probably threatening them with some sort of punishment, some kind of jail time or whatever, but it really would have been interesting, and maybe some of these drivers did refuse. It would be interesting to see if any of them were arrested and what they were charged with and how that court case is going to go, because I could see how they would be able to put the pressure on the business owner, right, because that's a central place. They've already got an agreement with the police to tow things or whatever, so they're violating the agreement, and then they add this Emergencies Act on top of that. But the drivers themselves, can you force these men to leave their homes and go to work for the state?
Yeah.
Good question. Well, they certainly believe that they can.
I mean,
these powers were put in place in, like, 1988 and haven't been used since.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fascinating to watch, like, Trudeau is building on the work of his alleged father, who, like, put in these war powers, and now he's stacking on top of that these emergency powers and actually bringing them into play.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how free the market is in Canada. I know that it somewhat resembles what we have here in the States. So if that's true, then I would imagine that some of these places, these tow truck companies, have government contracts.
Sure.
And I would be surprised if they were not threatened with the removal of
the
said
they don't want to lose
the
money.
Right, yeah.
And that's big money, right? Like, that's probably where, I don't know, I'm just going to guess, a huge chunk, if not the majority, of a lot of these tow truck companies' business comes from. Right, I mean, yeah, every now and then they're probably pulling from a private lot or whatever,
right.
But a lot of times it's going to be people pulled over by the cops who are then getting impounded. And they get a piece of the impound, I imagine,
yep.
And they're getting a piece of the actual tows. So,
and one thing I'd like to point out just as sort of a zoom out moment on this, because we were talking about you know, the guy from Canada who lives in China now,
yeah.
And like how they are in many ways less tyrannical there. I mean, a big part of that is they already have these, I mean, whether people think about them or not, they have these social credit systems there. They have these tracking programs,
yeah.
These green passes, so they don't have to be as brutal in inducing this.
Because they can find you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'll tell you this much, the Canadian government will not forgive. They will not forget. Everyone who's funded these people, everyone who's gone to these protests, they are going to come after them when this is over.
And they have actually stated that. There was a press conference. I don't know if it was today, but I saw the clip today of presumably the Ottawa police chief, who's, by the way, the interim police chief, because the police chief who started during this, or who was the police chief during all this, resigned during these protests.
This guy should follow suit.
And this, well, you know, he wants to get his pension, like the rest of these cops who are thugs and using
leeches,
batons and bats.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones open. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's Ian.
Peakless Mountaineer.
Some guy with his hands over his ears, but he can still hear somehow. This is weird.
We are going to get back into your phone calls and thoughts coming up here. We're digging into what happened today in Ottawa. We've been covering this in great detail, as much as we can, given that we can't actually be there in Ottawa to back these guys up. But the good news is there's a lot of people there, and so we don't really need to be there. But, you know, there's probably thousands of people still in the streets right now in Ottawa, and what they're doing now is they are putting up fences. So earlier today, and for the last day or so...
Who's putting up fences?
The police.
Okay.
So for the last day or so, they've been moving people out of the protest zone by Parliament Hill. And which is, that was where the major, like, there was a stage set up, there was a ton of trucks that were parked, there was a party atmosphere, speakers, there was a crane truck, there's all kinds of, like, tents giving out free food, bouncy houses for the kids. They've shut all that down. They've removed dozens of trucks from the area by force. They broke into some trucks, smashing windows. I saw footage of them using a pry bar to pry open RV doors and get into people's vehicles. It's been absolutely horrifying what these goons have been doing to a completely peaceful protest. And, of course, lying about it officially at the same time, the Ottawa Police account on Twitter, you're going to love this one. Earlier today, this is 10 hours ago, they posted this. Protesters, we told you to leave. We gave you time to leave. We were slow and methodical, yet you were assaultive and aggressive with officers and the horses. Based on your behavior, we are responding by including helmets and batons for our safety.
Yeah, you know, clubs are always a thing that people have for their safety.
Armaments of any kind are, you know, I mean, yes, of course, in a philosophical sense, they are for your safety. But right. When you're a police force going out to take on a street full of protesters, SWAT gear, you know, is there for intimidation, not for your safety.
Well, and, you know, the weaponry that I've seen all of them armed with is invisible.
The protesters, that
yeah.
is. Yeah. Yeah. And the idea that they were assaultive and aggressive with the horses? No, it was the other way around.
How dare you put your body under the hooves of my poor horses?
Yeah, they literally trampled people. I've seen the footage of it happening. It's absolutely horrifying. That happened yesterday.
And then refused to let them, like, grab them and bring them to medical attention. Yeah.
If you happen to be listening to this and you're one of the SWAT-dressed people or one of the officers involved there with law enforcement there in Ottawa at the protests, you are the problem.
Yeah, absolutely. And they should quit their jobs.
Or
at the very least, go home.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you could probably, like, still go after real criminals.
Even better.
They're not at this protest.
Even better would be at the protest the next time you're deployed to crowd control or whatever your assignment is, and you're standing there in front of a bunch of people, just go ahead, take your helmet off, put your baton down, turn around and join the other side.
Yeah, some of the guys in the people in the crowd keep trying to persuade the police to do just that, and it's just never going to happen. These guys, they bought in completely to the status paradigm. They're there. They got to protect their
pensions.
It
only takes one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you can't argue someone out of what they weren't argued into in the first place.
I wouldn't get my hopes up for that one.
My hopes are not up, but boy, it sure would be nice. Wouldn't that be great video footage for something to go viral, to see an actual tyrant put down his cloak of tyranny and turn around and join the rest of the freedom-loving people?
I made notes as one of the streamers today counted off the different cops that they'd seen from the various different places in Canada. So obviously you got the Ontario provincial police, which I guess is kind of like the equivalent of like the sheriffs, basically. You've got the Edmonton police. That's from all the way over in Alberta province. You've got the Quebec provincial cops, who was, a lot of the people on the videos were saying these are some of the most violent cops out there. The Toronto city police, the Calgary police.
Who's left to protect all these other places?
Great question.
Well, that's one of the things. This is what happens when police leave other places to protect someone else. The other places do just fine without them.
Well, and that was the point that nobody was making last night on the air, is the protesters need to split up. They need to, okay, let's leave. We've lost the ground in Ontario.
Decentralize.
Yeah, let's hit the cities and give them a tough time elsewhere.
Yeah, if you're going to fight for peace, maybe don't make yourself such a target.
Well, I mean, there's not a lot I have as far as criticism of this protest. It's been a tremendous success.
Well, I agree, but I mean, like, you have stayed in one place doing one thing for long enough for them to start adapting.
Yes,
so,
that's
like,
true.
You got to get back on your toes, put your head back on a swivel. I love nobody's idea of, like, you know, I mean, obviously most of the people are going to stay here anyway,
yeah.
But, like, send a contingent to some other city to, like, maybe rally some other peace lovers.
Right, and do it now while there's no cops there.
Right.
If your measure of success is did they get a lot of press and a lot of attention, then sure, it's been a raving success.
Yeah.
If the idea of success is they get Trudeau to step down and lift all the mandates, that hasn't happened yet.
Well, the mandates are being lifted, supposedly.
And, I mean, a lot of this stuff is being lifted not only in Canada, but everywhere else.
Good.
I mean, like, and it's just little things here and there. Like, I mean, the IRS has pulled back on their, like, biometric facial identification stuff, and, like,
for it's now.
Just little thing. Yeah, oh, I know. Mm. I'm not saying that they're not going
They'll
to
bring
do
it back. Yeah.
I mean, these are authoritarians. They do the exact same thing. They will back off to the precise millimeter to get you to calm down
to whatever police people will put up with. Yeah,
right.
And then as soon as you have gone back there, they will encroach again.
I want to go to David. He's calling us from Michigan. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, right on, Ian. Thank you, and gentlemen.
Sure.
Hey. Can it go right into my thoughts?
Sure. Go ahead.
But you left out the Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
That's right.
They're there, too.
And I'll tell you what. Let me ask you guys this, and excuse my voice, I got a little rough throat, but evidently here in the U.S., the truckers starting to mount up themselves and head to Washington. How is Biden and his so-called crew going to handle that with all his on his plate?
I'd love to see it happen. What I don't like is the whole Canadian thing has given time for Biden's advisors, because we know Biden's an idiot, has given time for Biden's advisors to sort of think about what they might do if this were to happen to somewhere like D.C. or some big city or whatever. So,
heck, guys, they can't get through the Roman numerals in the pretext of what is to be done. Look what he's happening in Europe. Now, just across a creek in Canada, I'm Michigan, about an hour from Detroit.
Yep.
And I'll tell you, Windsor, just last week, we're all automotive here in Jackson. We supply parts, ship them down I-94, cross the Ambassador Bridge, and look at the tyrants there. And look, he's not going to step down. Are you kidding me?
Well, he's definitely not going to step down. The police are coming in hard and heavy. David, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And we'll see what happens in the U.S. if it actually transpires. It's supposedly going to start.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Russian forces are now shelling Ukraine. Russia claims that some of the shells fired were from a government-held part of eastern Ukraine and landed on their side of the border. Earlier, separatist leaders ordered a full military mobilization. President Biden and his defense chief are convinced that Russian leader Vladimir Putin has made the decision to invade. Secretary Lloyd Austin in Lithuania.
For months now, Russia has been building up its military forces in and around Ukraine, including in Belarus. They are uncoiling and are now poised to strike.
At a security conference in Munich, Vice President Kamala Harris warned that Russia would face unprecedented financial consequences if it attacks Ukraine. This is USA Radio News. Police have arrested more than 100 protesters involved in the so-called Freedom Convoy demonstrations in the Canadian capital of Ottawa, which officials said turned violent. The convoy protests began in late January and were initially focused on the Canadian government's vaccine mandate for cross-border truckers. But now it's expanded into a broader movement against public health measures to limit the spread of COVID-19. On Friday, police arrested more than 100 people and have had 21 vehicles towed in Ottawa. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau invoked the Emergencies Act to allow the government to expand measures to end the protests, and pointed out to CNN that some people in the U.S. are funding the protesters. Officials in the U.S. are also concerned about a potential trucker convoy protest ahead of President Biden's State of the Union address on March 1st. According to CNN, you're listening to USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. The number 603-283-6160. Open phones, as always, 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, you've got Ian.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And the Captain.
Of course, you can bring up whatever is on your mind. That is the point of the program. We've been talking about Ottawa, and we're going to continue to discuss it as a man in a robe issued an order to some crypto
guys in robes, man.
Cryptocurrency companies. We'll talk about what that was in a little bit. Also, just kind of giving you a recap of what happened today on the ground there in Ottawa. I was, fixated for the most part all day on some of this footage. I managed to do some other things, but I was constantly listening and or watching out of at least one eye what was going on in the streets. And it was more of what happened yesterday, which is lines of cops, usually at least three cops deep, sometimes more, many of whom had truncheons, long wooden poles and, batons, and were using those at different points to push the crowd of Freedom Convoy protesters in whichever direction they wanted them to go. And so what they had accomplished today was to move them completely out of Wellington Street, which is the street that runs parallel to the Capitol there, the Parliament Hill. So that was the main protest area. That was where everything, most of the trucks were set up. The stage was set up. They've removed the protesters completely from Wellington Street. They moved them down some of the perpendicular streets, and they just continued to push. And of course, they're pushing as violently as possible. They're hitting people with their batons. The Dan Dix from Press for Truth was knocked down by the police, jabbed in the ribs. A woman from Rebel News, Alexandra, I believe is her name, she was also attacked. She was shot, she believes, with a gas canister, even though the police claim they weren't using gas. But she was shot in the leg with something by the police, and that caused her quite a bit of pain.
Do you know this area that they've cleared? Does that happen to be where the politicians go to, like, work and stuff?
Yes, Parliament Hill. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is where they are.
I'm just saying, because they're not clearing any other space, right? They're clearing the politicians are bothered when they look out their office window by the protesters. And
Correct.
So they said, we don't want to see that unsightly rubbish.
Well,
so
this is why the first thing they did is say, hey, stop honking those horns. We can actually hear those. Those are mildly annoying the powerful people.
Right. The state is, pretending. Like, if you look at the Ottawa police's releases on their Twitter, they're acting like, oh, this is all about our residents. We need to return our city to normal for the residents. But, yeah, that's not going to happen.
Clearing where the politicians work has nothing to do with your people and their residents.
Right. They've moved the protesters, basically. And they're still, I don't know how many thousands of protesters in the streets in what is now 10-degree weather. I mean, it wasn't that much warmer earlier today when the sun was out. It's been below freezing for the past 2 days. And these people are so hardcore, these Canadians, they are out there for hours. Some of these guys streaming for hours, 6-7 hours at a time.
Peakless was making the point during the commercial when we were talking about, just think about this for a minute. It is 10 degrees in Canada, far north. It's the middle of the friggin' winter. Like, I mean, if more emphasis needed to be put on this thing, there are people who won't even think about freedom in a winter, you know, environment.
Right.
And this is one of those things, like, you can look at all of the information, all of the literature, the math, the statistics. Never, almost never, ever is there a protest in the middle of winter.
Right.
Certainly never one that starts in the middle of
winter. I
think
at all the Wall Street stuff, the Arab Spring, it wasn't the Arab winter.
Right.
You know, none of that. That's right. This should be called the Canadian winter is what it should be called.
Well, and I do think that's a big part of why this was so effective is no one saw this coming. Like, people don't protest in the middle of winter.
Yeah.
Canadians are generally very agreeable people.
Yep.
So, I mean, to suddenly have a far northern protest in the middle of winter being performed by very polite people. It came out of left field.
And it got to the point today where some of the Canadians had lost the politeness, and understandably so. There were a lot of F-bombs going off as the police were attacking, and understandably so. I mean, the cops were, on one hand, there were still those who were trying to, like, persuade the police to join them, and then there were others who were just saying, you guys are thugs. You guys are the worst. You have no souls. You're absolutely awful. Don't you have, any conscience whatsoever? And no. Many of these men do not. Those who have a conscience would have refused to have attended this particular event. But the Ottawa police tweeting out just 1 hour ago, demonstrators, you must leave. As night falls, it is unsafe to stay. Get out of the cold and cease further unlawful activity. Anyone within the unlawful protest site may be arrested. And I presume when they talk about the unlawful protest site,
do you have designated lawful protest areas?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they're talking about.
I honestly would not be surprised. I mean, I remember back when there were a lot of anti-war rallies, back during the Obama days. Like, they specifically had this within these chain link fences.
Mm-hmm.
This is the free speech zone.
And they literally now have not chain link fences, but they have large fence. Like industrial kind of fencing that they brought in to cordon these protesters into a certain area. I don't know how many streets they're in right now, but footage I'm watching from Travel Fund 69.
They're wrangling the cattle.
That's exactly what they've done. They've set up the cage for the cattle.
Brought in some sheepdogs.
Yeah. We're going to continue here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Robert is in South Carolina listening to WTMA. Go ahead, Robert.
here. I just wanted to say that, you know, I during my life, and about half of which was in Germany and the other half here in the United States, you know, I've discovered that really if you want to get any changes done in society, the best way you can do it is to whisper in the ears of the people who can do something about it. And usually they'll just grunt a little bit, and the next time you look in the law book, it's changed to the way you had recommended.
I have no idea what you're
talking
about.
Give me an example of you accomplishing this here in the United States.
Well, I have to, let me think for a second now.
Well, I can give you a contrary example of doing absolutely none of that. So, we libertarians have for a very long time been chanting, end the Fed. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you one thing, we weren't going to end that through whispering in the right ear. We weren't going to end that even through getting the right favor in the right person. No, we're ending that because we're going around it. We are forming an alternative system where we do not rely on the tyrants.
Well, Robert's full of it, but I want to give him a chance to answer the captain's question. So go ahead. Give us an example.
Well, okay, let me try to think. if you wanted, for example, a building permit... You go to the right to build to the board, and then if it doesn't work out, you talk to the individual members of the board and see what why they wouldn't give you a building permit to have a commercial building, let's say in an area that was that's could be residential or commercial, and then see what they have to say, and then we'll talk about the things that could be done with the property to make sure it looks nicely for that it could be that it looks nice as a, in a residential
okay.
area.
That's not what you told us. Is this something that you yourself did?
Even if he himself did that, it's not what he described in the beginning. He made it sound like you could just whisper in somebody's ear and, you know, they owe you a favor, so they're going to do something for you. And what you're talking about is doing what the government goons tell you to do and having conversations where they tell you what to do, and then you do it with your property, so then you can come back and beg them again, and then maybe they'll give you the permit, which is a permission slip to do something with something that you own.
Yeah. So, Robert, here's how it should work.
Robert.
Here's how it should work. You own some property, you build whatever the heck you want on it, and when the goons come and try and tell you, oh, you can't build that here, you hurl the bird in their general direction.
Yeah, and that would be nice if you could do that. Thank you, Robert, for the call tonight, but then they'll send men with guns over.
Well, of course.
And they will kill you if you continue to resist what
That's
they
the
say.
Reality that people like Robert continue to ignore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just because it's hiding behind this thin veil of bureaucracy doesn't
right,
mean
they first
that it's not that it's not deadly.
Yeah, they first send you a letter, so it's totally fine with it.
It is important to remember, though, that that is the world that we're building, is where your property rights actually matter, and no one can just walk in and say, I own that.
We got more coming up. You can share your thoughts with us. The number is 603-283-6160, whether it's on Ottawa or obedience, the police state, or whatever is on your mind. It is a live Saturday show. This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. The number here is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
and the captain.
We are talking about what's happening in, what has been happening and what is continuing to happen in the city of Ottawa, Canada, the capital city there, where for three solid weeks there have been protesters in the downtown area surrounding the Parliament Hill. However, now they have been moved away from Parliament Hill as the Canadian goon squads have come in from all across the country. I don't know how many hundreds or thousands of shock troops they have there, but they're armed with batons, they're armed with gas canisters, they're armed with pepper spray, and I definitely saw them on the various different streams. There's a ton of people streaming live video onto various different platforms out there, but I definitely saw pepper spray being used against peaceful protesters today, and I definitely saw people getting beaten basically with these sticks. Not like Rodney King style per se, but being checked with them real hard and hitting the ribs and knocking people down. And it's been a pretty violent day on the part of the police. The protesters, of course, have remained completely peaceful despite what the police are saying. So there's what the mainstream media is saying, which is whatever the police say. So the police lie, and then the mainstream media goes ahead and parrots those lies. We've been following the situation as it develops. Right now, the protesters have been moved off of Wellington Street, which is the area in front of Parliament Hill, into some of the side streets. They've been pushed down at least a block down these side streets. And now that it's nighttime, the police have to go home and sleep, right? So this is what they did last night as well. They erect these large fences, and then they cut the police force down. So there's still some cops. There's the overnight cops, and of course, probably the number of protesters tends to go down too.
And what was that thing they were saying about, like, it's going to get dangerous here at night?
Yeah, they were threatening. The police were threatening the people on.
It makes you wonder, like, these graveyard, you know, SWAT police, whatever
what did they do wrong to get this assignment, right? You know, these got to be like the guys they're in their department. They're either new and they're being hazed, or they screwed up on the job somehow. And they're like, all right, Reynolds, you're on third shift SWAT duty.
Honestly, though, this shift is probably the easiest shift because the protesters are penned in now. Earlier in the day, it was literally ranks of cops, like two or three cops deep, holding back the masses from, you know, moving back into the main protest area. Now they've literally got, I don't know, 10-foot-high fences that have been set up, and basically they're shooting at people.
Get your cages.
Yeah, they're basically shooting at people if they come and threaten to take the fences down. Edwin Lundstrom says they were releasing gas just prior to him mentioning it earlier. He says, although it may be pepper balls, so it sounds to me like anybody that's threatening to come at those fences, they are using weaponry against them.
If you're listening to this program and you are an experienced cattle rancher who perhaps is well-spoken and can tell us the difference between what they're doing here in Canada and what you do to wrangle cattle, 603-283-6160.
We're going to continue here, but we got River Dave on the line. He's in New Hampshire calling us from the river. River Dave.
Hey, guys. Good to hear you.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, I'm sitting in a tent right now that's on the side of my woodshed because they burned my camp down. You guys know that.
Yep.
Yeah, I know you were calling about your camp and all that. I'm just curious. I know you do a lot of listening to the radio, River Dave. You don't have internet out there. Have you heard any reporting in the mainstream media on what's happening there in Ottawa?
Yes, I have. I've been listening to the radio a lot, and it's good that you guys keeping it up. I jump around every time they get a commercial on somewhere. I go to a different station, so I don't listen to anybody regular. I think you guys got a good station there. I wish they would put Peter St. James on there more hours.
I'm curious as to what the mainstream media has been saying. What have you been hearing about the situation in Ottawa on, like, you know, the news
whatever? So much propaganda that I just it just completely almost makes you want to puke.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these guys have got a good legal reason for protesting, just like I have. I'm sitting down here. They've arrested me 7 times.
Wow.
And, you know, they took me to the Concord police station, beat my head against a wall. I woke up at Concord Hospital with my thumb ripped pretty near off. I'm an old man, and I had handcuffs on in the Concord Police Department. Did that to an old man.
How long ago was this incident with Concord?
This was probably 10, 12 years ago.
Oh, wow.
I started filming this sludge business back in the late 90s, so I've been fighting with these people since the 90s. You know, it's been a continuous battle. But,
and it's the worst to do something like that when you're all alone. I mean, you don't have dozens of people backing you up. You're literally all by yourself out there.
That is absolutely true, but that is the very, very best part of it, because I don't get anybody else in trouble. That's what I tell everybody.
It's one way to look at it.
You tend to support me, but don't give your name. Tell them, old Dave did it.
Well, it's also interesting, too, because they can't go and say, like, threaten somebody that, you know, Dave is really close to if he's, you know, such a lone wolf.
That's why I try to stay away from my good friends, because I don't want to get them in. Hey, anyway, I wanted to let you know, I had a professional photographer come and take pictures of those buried tires. They're under a stone right now. What I'm wondering is, just how illegal is it to have several thousand car tires buried in your backyard?
Probably not very legal, would be my guess.
Well, this is Fish and Game's land, and they've got two 36-inch culverts about 80 feet long in the wetlands with absolutely no permits. And they're finding they want to arrest me again and make me clean up the mess where they burned my camp.
Wow.
I got to go to court again March
7th. Oh, my God.
Yep.
Insane. Well, of course, they'll never enforce the law on themselves. You know, even if you catch them.
That's why they gave this piece of land to Fish and Game, because these tires are illegal and the culverts are illegal. You can actually see the culverts if you go to River Dave on your smartphone. There's pictures of them on there.
Just go to River Dave.
Right. River Dave and River Dave documentary.
All right. River Dave, and, thanks for the update. Good to hear from you. And,
I actually got two state reps to talk about those cat tires, and they are talking about it in the legislature right now.
So well, I hope that results in them abolishing fish and game, but I doubt that that's going to be the proposal made, because that would be how you solve this problem.
I don't want fish and game abolished, but land management for fish and game should never, ever, even started.
But why not just abolish the whole thing? I mean, why should any bureaucrat be able to tell you what you can do?
Because I might have a turkey feather in my hat, and you know that's illegal, boy.
I don't get it.
You know, fish and game will arrest you if you shoot a turkey.
Right. Why wouldn't you want to abolish them and stop them from arresting people for that crap?
I do. But, what can I do about it? I can sit down here and shoot off my mouth.
Yeah.
But
it's important because some people listen to you, River Dave. And if River Dave is saying, you know what, we need to get rid of fish and game, then maybe somebody will take it seriously. Maybe these state reps that you're talking to will put that forward. I thank you for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. I mean, I understand that's something that people don't really consider. No one ever considers, should we abolish the entire bureaucracy? Well, why don't we just rearrange the deck chairs? Why don't we just change the rules? Why don't we just change out the people?
Yeah, the word you're looking for there is reform, right? You hear all the time in the political sphere. Oh, we got to reform. Never mind that your idea didn't work in the first frickin' place. It didn't work so bad that now people want to do something about it to change it and make it work. But it never does because it doesn't belong in existence in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, in 1850, you think it dawned on the average individual that we could just get rid of slavery entirely? No, it just did not occur to them that that was a real possibility. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then lo and behold, within a generation, it's gone.
Yeah, the organization known as the state, or more commonly referred to as the government, is slavery, right? When people say, oh, slavery was about... No, it wasn't. Most of it was abolished, but you left this one ingredient that's still terrorizing people all over the globe, all over the planet. It's called the government. Statism is slavery, and you are its slave.
Yeah, and when people will finally wake up to this, I don't know. I don't think we're close to it at this point. But
I think people, by the looks of it, people are starting to stir.
Well, they're stirring, but they only are seeing what the current structure is as, corrupted. They think they can still change things. They think, oh, in Canada, we get rid of Justin Trudeau, and we put one of the good guys in, then the state will be great, and we can sing Oh Canada all night long.
Give them a minute to watch what happens when they try to push for the monarchy, the constitutional republic that they want, and see what the state really is.
Oh, well, they're showing what the state really is here. It is a, soulless, heartless, thuggish, faceless, mass that will
kill you. No, that's one way to spooner pill people on these things.
Well, I think it's a step, it's a step in the right direction, but I'm not going to say this is spooner pilling. More coming up here. We can talk about what that is as well. Hour number 3 is on the way.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.